Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Be'ezras Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Kuf Mem Daled, which begins with the Mishnah before in the bottom of Daf Kuf Mem Gimel on the base. The Mishnah says the following halacha: Yinech Banim Gedolim Uktanim Hishpichu Gedolim Es Hanachasim. Hishpichu le'emtza, imam ru'u ma'shiniach abba, harenu isim v'ayuchim hishpichu la'atzman. In other words, our Mishnah differentiates between if the gedolim were hishpichu stam, or if the gedolim were hishpichu, and at the time of hishpichu they said ru'u ma'shiniach abba, harenu isim v'ayuchim. The by hishpichu stam da'loch is that we say hishpichu le'emtza. On the other hand, if they said ru'u ma'shiniach abba re'enu eisim va'ichin, then the halacha is a shpichu la'atzman. Now to explain this halacha, the one they said ru'u ma'shiniach abba re'enu eisim va'ichin, that the halacha is a shpichu la'atzman, we find a tremendous machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosfos. The Rashbam explains, as Tosfos is mefarish b'shitas Rashbam, that they only receive the shvach ha'megia l'chelkan. And if they were mashpiach all the nechasim, they do not receive the shvach of all the nechasim. On the other hand, Tosfos b'shem d'ri argues, and Tosfos b'shem d'ri explains, the shvach sheshpiach mikol nechasim havei shaloi. And in a case that they said ru'u, mashiniach abba reinu oisim v'ichim, then the halacha is that the entire shvach belongs to them. And we do not say that they only take the shvach hamigia l'chelkan. Tosfos asks the following kasha on the sheet of the Rashbam. Tosfos says, Ve'nira, Mida Omer, Rev Safra, Shavakav, Wazuzi, Shakuna, Rev Safra, Mashma, the Shakuna, Wakulu, Ve'oid, Moylokach, Ela, Megia, Wachelke, Maho, Yocho, Atevai, Ha Omer, Bezuneshach, the Zuzi, Commanded Pligi Dummy. And since Zuzi is commanded Pligi Dummy, even without the Gedolim saying, Ru'uma, Shiniach, Abareinu, Oisim, Ve'ichim, and without this, that the Gemara says by Rav Safra, even Stam is commanded Pirish. Since Rav Safra was a Gavur Abel, Yishavet Gersay V'Torach Lachrini, even without Pirish and even without Stam commanded Pirish, but still the Halacha should be, then one should take the Shvach HaMegia L'Chelkai, since we will say Zuzi commanded Pligi Domi, and we consider as if a Chaluk already took place. Now to answer Tosfos is Kash and the Rashbam, and to explain that even though there is a halacha of Zuzi commanded Pligi, but still one needs Pirish, and one needs Stam commanded Pirish, even by Zuzi. V'chayah one can explain this, that we say Zuzi commanded Pligi is only as far as Shotvim are concerned. As far as Shotvim, we will say Zuzi commanded Pligi, and we consider as if each Shotv has a specific chelak in the Zuzi. But as far as Tfusas Havayis is concerned, that we do not consider the Yorshim as regular Shotvim in whatever they inherited, but rather the status of whatever they inherited is this, that the Mammon is Bereshus Tfusas Habayis, which either means, as Abba Chanan explains in Eis Tav Dalet, that there is one Bailus on the Mammon, which is different than Shotva, since by Shotvim we see, as if each Shotif is a Bailim on a Chelak of the Mammon, or one can say that by Tfusas Habayis we still see the Mammon Bereshus Av. And for that reason, even if we are to say by regular Shotvos that Zuzi is commanded Pligi Dummy, but the fact that Zuzi is commanded Pligi Dummy will not affect the Reshus of Tfusas Habayis. And therefore, without saying Ruma Shiniach Abba, or without having a Stam commanded Mefarish, one will not be Neitel Kafi Chalkai. Tosfos on the other end of Chay argues, and Tosfos understands that before Chalukah we see that the Yorshim are regular Shotvin in the Mammon that they inherited. And for that reason Tosfos asks that based on this that we will say Zuzi commanded Pligi Dummy we should consider as if a Chalukah already took place. V'chir the Rashbam and Tosfos are going with Shitasayu, as we find before on Dav Kuv Chav Vav Min Aleph, that the Rashbam explains that as far as Chiluk Pshitas is concerned in his Pashat, and a Pashat cannot sell his Chilak before the Chalukah. On the other hand, Tosfos argues, and Tosfos understands that a Pashat has the ability to sell his Chilak even before Chalukah. As Abba Chanan explains, the Yisayid HaMachlekes between the Rashbam and Tesis is the fundamental Machlekes as far as how to understand the status of Yerusha before Chalukah. The Rashbam understands that the status of Yerusha before Chalukah is this, that we see the Mamon B'Tfusas Havayis, which as we mentioned before, either means to say. That we do not see each one of the Yerush as having a Chalukah in the Mamon, but rather we see that there is one Bailus, or we see the Mamon B'Rishos Av as is Mashma in Rashi and B'Chiras and Daflun Vav. Tesis on the other end argues and Tesis understands that Yerusha before Chalukah is a regular Shotfus, and therefore Pashat will have the ability to sell his Chalukah even before Chalukah, which is Rashbam and Tesis Hashita Sayu. As we mentioned before, the Rashbam understands this, that if the Yorushim Gedolim say, Ru Mashiniya Chanu Abba, that then the Allah is Mashishpichu, Ishpichu, Atzman is only referring to the Shvach on their Chelek. What does Ru Mashiniya Chanu Abba accomplish? Why, when they say Ru Mashiniya Chanu Abba, do then we say that they take the Shvach of their Chelek? So, here to explain Pshat and the Rashbam, one can say that the Rashbam understands that really Bechor should always take the Shvach of his Chelek. Just we say that by Yorat Stam, he was Yerid Al Das Kol HaYorshim, and for that reason the Halach is Ishpichu Le'emtza. And with this one can explain as well, Pshat and the Shita, the Rashbam who understands, that when they say Ru'u Mashiniya Chanu Abba, is not only referring to a case that they said Ru'u Mashiniya Chanu Abba if they based in, but rather the Halach of Ru'u Mashiniya Chanu Abba is even referring to a case that they said Ru'u in front of Edim. And even if they said Ru'u in front of Edim, the Halach is that they take their Shvach. Since all one needs is a Gili Das, that they are not Yerid Al Das Kol HaYorshim, and therefore Gili Das Bifnei Edim is enough. But as we mentioned before, Vishitas HaRashbam, one cannot explain Pshat in the Rashbam that all one needs is a Gilui Das, since again, according to the Rashbam, before Chalukah we see the Mamon Virshos Tfus HaSavayis, and we do not see them as Shotvim. And therefore, they have no right to take the Shvach of their Chelek. And therefore, one has to understand, according to the Rashbam, what does Ru'u Mashiniya Chanu Abba accomplish? Why, when they say Ru'u Mashiniya Chanu Abba, do then we say that they take the Shvach of their Chelek? V'chira, the Nechasim are still B'rishos HaTfus HaSabayis. So from the Diyuk Lashon HaRashbam, from this that the Rashbam says, that when they say Ru'u Mashiniya Chanu Abba, the Rashbam explains that what they are saying is Mizumin Onu Lachlik, for that reason, what is taking place is this, that one has a temporary chalukah as far as this, that they are allowed to take the shvach of their chalek. And only because there's a temporary chalukah taking place, do we say that they have a right to take the shvach of their chalek. This, that the Rashbam understands, that Ru works even in front of Edim, even Shalebifnei Beistin, is because the Rashbam understands that as long as they said Ru'u in front of Edim, and they are Megal Das, that they want a Chalukah, for that reason we see as if there is a temporary Chalukah taking place as far as this, that they have a right to take the Shvach of their Chelek. In Tesis, as he mentioned before, Tesis argues, and Tesis explains, that if the Yerushim Gedolim say Ru'u Mashiniach Abba, Hareinu Oisim Va'ichlim, that Halach is a Shpichu La'atzman, and they take the entire Shvach, is because we say that there is a mechila taking place, and the ketanim are meichel to the gedolim. As Tosis goes on to explain, this we will say that ketanim are meichel to the gedolim is only lifnei beistin, and he has to say ru'u lifnei beistin. As Tosis says, ahochi tzarich lifnei beistin kedei sheisatzum bedover l'sakinlam sheyetriach b'shvilam umedoi tiknulam vadei l'motzulam takono l'chalek u'mochlu akol. In other words, the entire Mechila is based on this, the Vaday Lematzu Lehem, which is only because he said, Ru'u Mashiniya Chava. V'chir, according to Tesis, it will come out as his Mashma and Tesis, that the entire Mechila is dependent upon this, Diktanim Hoyu, V'loi Hoyu Yechilim Arviach. And for that reason, we say that there is a Mechila taking place. On the other hand, if you have a Godo among Gedolim who is Mashpiach, then Ru'u will not help, since Ru'u is dependent upon Mechilan Ru'u is dependent upon this, that since Ketanim Hoyu Hoyu Yechilim Larviach. On the other hand, from the Mashmor, so taste this, but Yamascha Vishbicho Gedilam Ashvach Emsa Vishem the Rivom. It is Mashma that the Rivom understands that our entire Mishnah is not only referring to Hishbichu Banim Gedilam B'makim Banim Ketanim, but rather Huadin Gedilam U'Gedilam. Ela Urcha de Milsa Nokat. So again, according to Tesis, the way Ru'um Asheniach Lanu Abba works is because we say that then one has a Mechila. The Rashbam on the other end argues, and the Rashbam understands that the way Ru'um Asheniach Lanu Abba works is not because then one has a Mechila, but rather then he has a right to take Shvach Kvi Chelke, since we consider as if we have a temporary Chaluka. In the Rashbam, Mechila one sees that the Rashbam argues on Tesis, and the Rashbam understands that by Ru'u we do not say that there is a Mechila taking place. Rechira 1 can explain this, that the Rashbam argues on Tesis is because the Rashbam understands the Mechila will not help. Since one has Arei Ashbach, for that reason, Mechila will not help, but rather one will need to have an actual Haknah. And by Ru'u, Mashiniach Anu Abba, one does not have an actual Haknah, but rather all one has is a Mechila. And for that reason, the Rashbam has to explain that the way Ru'u Mashiniach Anu Abba works is because we say that by Ru'u Mashiniach Anu Abba, one has a temporary chalukah and they take the shvach kefi chalkan. But now one has to understand what is pshat and tesis, what is pshat in this, that tesis understands and mechila helps. V'chir, one should need to have an actual haknah, since there is arei ashbach. So v'chir, to explain pshat and tesis, one can say that tesis understands that there is no arei ashbach by tfusas habayis. By Rusha, that the Nechasim are Bereshos Tfusas Habayis, there is no Arei Ashbach. All there is a Zchus, that the Yorshim have a Zchus to get the Shvach of the Karka. But the Karka does not belong to them, that we should say that they have the Arei Ashbach of the Karka, that they should get the Shvach Memela based on the Bailas that they have in the Karka. All they have is a Locha of Yerusha in the Shvach of the Karka. And they have a Zchus to be Yerush the Shvach, and therefore as far as that's chos, they have a right to be Meichel that's chos. And for that reason, Taisa says that even though generally speaking we say that Ktanim Labanei Mechila Ninu, but over here, Wei Ba B'yodam HaRevach, for that reason they have a right to be Meichel, since again all they are being Meichel is this chos to get the Shvach. But as you mentioned before, B'shita Sa'Taisis, L'chira the Shita of Taisis is this, that the way Tfus HaSabayis works is because we see that the Yorshim are Shotvim in the Tfus HaSabayis. And since the Yorshim are Shotvim in the Tfus HaSabayis, for that reason one should have a regular Arei Ashbach in the Shvach of the Tfus HaSabayis. And therefore again one has to understand, how can one be Meichel the Din of Arei Ashbach? So to explain Pshat and the Shita, Tesis Achayu one has to say as follows, that Tesis understands that by every Yerid or Teich Sodech Haveroi, really the Yerid should have a right to take all the Shvach, as we find by Reb Chaim in Hulchas Trumas. And since every Yerid really should have a right to take all the Shvach, this, that the Yerid does not have a right to take all the Shvach, is only because the Schus of the Baal HaKarka overrides the din of the Yerid to take the Shvach. And either it overrides it completely, or it overrides it as much as we will say that the Yerid does not take the entire Shvach, but rather he will either have a loch of Yodei Alatachtena by Yerid Osada Sheina Suyalitza, or he will be Natal Kares by Osada Suyalitza. That is a chira, how one can explain Pshat and the Shita of Tesis. This that the Rashbam argues can be explained that the Rashbam understands that Arei Ashbach is not as chos that the Baal HaKarka has to be Zeich in the Shvach, but rather it is a Dover de Memela, that since he owns the Karka, Memela he owns the Shvach, since you see the Shvach as part of the Karka. And for that reason, Mechila will not help. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says, Amar Rav Chaviva, Berei de Rav Yosef, Berei de Rav, Mishmei de Rav, Lishono Ela, Sheshavchu Nechasem Machmas Nechasem, Ov Shavchu Nechasem Machmas Atzman, Hishbichu Atzman. Which means to say that even without the Gedolim saying Ru'u Mashe Niach Abba, but still the entire Shvach is La'atzman. According to the Rashbam will come out that by Re'u, then we say that they take the Shvach and Megiyah Kefi Chalkan. On the other hand, in a case, that the Nechasim were Shbichu Mach Mas Atzman, and the Nechasim were Shbichu Mach Mas the Gedilim, then the entire Shvach is Atzman. Now to explain this, that by Shivchu Nechasim Mach Mas Atzman, that then we say Shbichu Atzman, well, here one can explain Meshitas HaRashbam, is because by Shivchu Nechasim Machmas Atzman, then the entire halacha of Ari Ashbach is only his chos. And for that reason, one can have a mechila. And therefore, the entire Shvach is Atzman. On the other hand, according to the Shita of Tesis, there is no difference between the Shvach of Shavchu Nechasim Machmas Nechasim and Shavchu Nechasim Machmas Atzman. The entire difference between Shavchu Nechasim Machmas Nechasim and Shavchu Nechasim Machmas Atzman is because by Shavchu Nechasim Machmas Atzman we will say that one has a mechila even without the Gedolim being mefarish and saying Re'u Mashi Niach Abba. In the Rosh we find that the Rosh explains this, that by Re'u we will say that Ishbichu Atzman, and by Shutim we do not say that if one Shutif told the other Shutif Re'u, that the Shutif that was Yerid and was Mashbiach should take the entire Shvach, is because Shaini Shutfin do Estaker Nishtatmu Makpidim Zalzesh Chaviri Yestaker Vloihu. Hilkoch Imachli Kvala Adodi, Avalachin Shiorshim Yavin Vonishtatmu Yachra Daito Estaker, Mayavsidu Aktanim Imeshbichu Agdilum Atzman, Havali Zanena Vize Einei Choser. For that reason, whoever was Mashbiach takes the entire Shvach. The Rosh goes on to say that by Yorshim Gedolim Uktanim, in order for the Gedolim to take the entire Shvach, one needs that they set off they based in Re'u Ma She'niach Abba. On the other hand, in front of Edom, if they would say Re'u Ma She'niach Abba, would not help. As Rosh says, since im hoya oimer of ne beistem gam he mahoyu ma midem pailu mashbiach. And therefore one does not have a zanana vizelei choser. On the other hand, by Gedolim, the Rosh goes on to say that by Gedolim there is no difference between beistem and edim. No matter what, Re'u will help, since the other Gedolim were loy choser shul ashbiach. In other words, according to the Rosh, this by Ketanim we say mashishbicho atzman is because of Zanene Vizeli Choser. And for that reason, the Shvach of the Gedolim is Atzman. On the other hand, by Gedolim or Gedolim of one Godol, the Sayyat Mashbech, and he said, Re'u Ma'ashe Niach Abba. The reason why he takes the entire Shvach is because one has a Mechila. In the Rambam, we find that the Rambam has a different Mahalch as far as how to explain Pshat and the Halach of our Mishnah. And the Rambam explains that Re'u Ma'ashe Niach Abba only works in a case that the Gedolim were Mashbiach Mishalahen. And the Rambam explains Pshat in our Gemara, this our Gemara says, Loishonu, is referring to the Halacha of the Seifa, this that we say in the Seifa, Re'u Ma'ashin Yechaba, Hishbichu Atzma, is only in a case of Shavchu Nechasim Machmas Nechasim, and Machmas Nechasim is referring to Nechasim Shalham Ashbiach. Then we say Hishbichu Atzman, on the other hand by Shavchu Nechasim Machmas Atzman, which means Machmas Atzman Shalachim, and not Machmas Nechasim Shalham Ashbiach, then even in a case of Re'u, the halacha will be Hishbichu Le'emtza. And the Rambam is not Geiris, Avo Shavchu Nechasim Machmas Atzman Hishbichu Le'atzman, but rather the Rambam is Geiris, Avo Shavchu Nechasim Machmas Atzman Hishbichu Le'emtza. In other words, the Rambam one sees that by saying Re'u by itself, the halacha will still be Hishbichu Le'emtza. And they will not even take the Shvach Kefi Chalkan. Only in a case of Shavchu Nechasim Machmas Nechasim, which again the Rambam explains to mean that it was Shavchu Nechasim Machmas Nechasim Shalham Ashbiach, only then we will say that the Halach is Hishbichu Atzman. We'll hear this and the Rambam understands that Re'u Mashiniach Abba by itself does not work is like the Shita of the Rashbam. The Mechila will not help. And the Rambam understands that by saying Re'u Ma'ashe Niach Abba will not even be considered a temporary chalukah. And for that reason, the halacha will still be Hishbichu Le'emtza. By Shavchu Nechasim Machmas Nechasim, then Mechila will help. But even then, one has to say Re'u Ma'ashe Niach Abba in order for us to say that we have a Mechila. And for that reason, only in such a case will we say
Hishpichu atzman.
In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara goes on to say, Ini, v'amer v'chanina fiu aniachem avien elo daini. Haschar le'emtza, v'o daini d'machemas atzmanu. And still we say, haschar le'emtza. Our Gemara answers by saying, Shaini, udaini du'enetiruso hu da'avida v'afiu k'tanem nami matzu mintirila. Now to explain Pshat in this, our Gemara says, Shaini, udaini du'enetiruso hi da'avida v'afiu k'tanem nami matzu mintirila. We find a tremendous machlokes between the Rashbam and Tesis. The Rashbam explains Pshat in our Gemara. Donetirusa avida einon tzrichem ahoyitzi mishalahen kvom. Elo ushamrei, figam ektanim yecholon ushamrei. In other words, Rashbam explains that the ikar teretz of our Gemara is this, that einon tzrichem ahoyitzi mishalahen kvom. And therefore it is not considered sheshavchu nechasim machmas atzmon. On the other hand, according to the Shita of Tesfis, who understands that the halacha v'shpichu atzman is dependent upon this, avohachem agadilim lo yarvichu aktanim lo yarvichu bahem, and for that reason one has a mechila, then the ikar teretz of our Gemara is this, that aktanim nami matzu mintrila, and therefore one does not have a mechila. According to the Rambam, one has to explain pshat in our Gemara like the mahalach of the Rashbam, that by a daini this that we say as chalemtza, even in a case that he said ru'u ma sheni achaba, is because it is not considered a shvach sheshavchu machmas hanechasim shal hamashpiach, since einon tzrichim ahoyitzi mishalahen kvom olav elo l'shamrei. And for that reason, the halach is as chalemtza. In Tesis, we find that Tesis explains this that we learnt. Hiniach banim gedeum uktanim mishpichu gedeum es hanechasim mishpichu l'emtza. Voidami uyeru teich sadech haveroi, venata shoy bershos, uroshotiv shukayeru bershos. And therefore, the halacha should be that they should have a right to take more than just the shvach v'emtza, is because we say that achin machli adadi. And since achin are machli adadi for that reason, the shvach is v'emtza. From Teis v'sachir one sees this that there is a halacha that a yeru bershos is neito. Kepoyo is not because we say that because he was Yerivin Eitea for that reason, he is Eiche more of the Shvach, but rather there is a Hischaivus to pay him Kepoyo, and for that reason one can have a Mechilam based on Achlin Mochli Adodi, for that reason the Loch is Hashvach Leemtza, if we are to understand that he is Eiche an actual Schos in the Shvach, then Ochir Mechil will not help. So from Tesis Ochir one sees that even though, as we mentioned before, Tesis understands that a Yerid has a schos in what he was Neitea, but still we will say that the schos of the Balakarka overrides the din of the Yerid, and therefore the Mechayev to pay the Yerid is only a Nuchiev on which one can have a Mechila. In Tesis we find the following Kasha. Tesis asks, what is Pshat in this that we learn to Shpichu Atzmon? Ochir in the Gemara Bava Metzia one clearly sees that we do not say Yishpichu Atzmon, as the Gemara says, in the case of Mori Bar Yisik, the Kivon the Shoy Bershos Nochas they Meridin Korvan Ech Zekotan Ashvach Le'emtza. Tosfos answers the Kasha by saying that over there it was Shuloy Bershos Nochas Da'ein Meridin Korvan Nech Zekotan, and for that reason Ashvach Le'emtza. But over here it was not Shuloy Bershos. This, that in the Gemara Bava Metzia was considered Shoy Bershos, is because the Iko and Mecha Shemiyachsek Akore Benichse Katan Sheinai Kan. Avohocha Leiko and Mechash, Shaktanim, Imagdilim, Beyachad, and Yuchilin, Wahachsek Zalze. In Tesis 1 Quill, we see that Tesis understands that Avocha the Beishavchu Nechosim, Mach Mas Atzmon, that then we say Yishpichu Atzmon, is only referring to a case that it was Yishpichu Bershos. And by Yishpichu Bershos, we will say Yishpichu Atzmon, by Yishpichu Shoy Bershos, which the Gemara Bava Metzia is referring to, then we will say that the Shvach is Le'emtza, not La'atzmon. Now, one has to understand what is the difference between if the Shvach was Yishpichu Bershos or Shoy Bershos. So from Tesis Ochir, one sees the following Chiddush. This that we explained, that the Locha Variashpach is just the schos that the Baal Karka has to get the Shvach from the Karka, and therefore one can have a Mechila is only if the person was Yiri Birshos. If the person was Yiri Birshos, then we will say that really the person that was Yiri Birshos has a right to be Zeichen Neshvach, if not for this, that the Schos of the Bala Karka overrides the Schos of the Yerid. But as far as he reads the Birshos, that the person who is being Mashpiach the Karka has no right to be Mashpiach the Karka, then we will say that the Yerid does not have a right to be Zeichen Neshvach. And since he does not have a right to be Zeichen Neshvach, for that reason, Mechila will not help, but rather one will need to have an actual Haknah. That is a Chira, what one sees in Tosfos. In the Rishonim and Bava Metzian, so we find in the Torah and some Reish Pei Zayin, the Rishonim and the Torah bring down the following Teretz B'Shem the Ravid. The Ravid explains, Had Palginon, Bein Shavchu Anachasim Machmas Nachasim, Bein Sheshbichum Mishalahem Anudavka Kishinizainim Yachad Metfisa Sabayas, Avom Ein Nizainim Yachad, Ein Way Rishos Leyred Washbiach. Well, here the chilk of the Rav is also based on this that we mentioned before, that there is a difference between Hishbichu Bershos and Hishbichu Shaloi Bershos. But here one has to understand Pshat and the Ravid. Why do we say that it is only considered Hishbichu Bershos in a case that they are Nizainim Yachar Metfisa Sabayis, even if they are not Nizainim Yachar Metfisa Sabayis, but still we should say that the Shbichu is considered a Shbichu Bershos? So to explain Pshat and the Ravid Ocher, one has to say as follows. This that we say that the Shbichu is a Shbichu Bershos is only because we see the Yorushim's Yerida and the Yorushim's Shbichu as a Shbichu of Tfusa Sabayis. The Nechas Mar Bershos Tfusa Sabayis, and the Yorushim are considered B'nai Tfusa Sabayis, are being Mashpiach. But this we consider the Yorushim as B'nai Tfusa Sabayis, and therefore the Shbichu of the Tfusa Sabayis is considered Shbichu Bershos is only in a case that they are Nizainim Yachad Metfisa Sabayis. In a case that they are not Nizainim Yachad, then we no longer consider the Yorushim as B'nai Tfus HaSabayis for us to say that the Shbichu is the Shbichu of B'nai Tfus HaSabayis, and therefore the Shbichu is the Shbichu Shaloi Bershos. That is one Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and the Ravid. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and the Ravid is by saying that only by Nizainim Yachad we consider as if Nechasim are Bershos Tfus HaSabayis. And we see as if there is one bailus on the entire Tfusa Sabayis. Just there are a lot of stakeholders in the bailus of Tfusa Sabayis. And since there is one bailus for that reason, the Yerida of Hishbichu is Hishbichu Bershos. On the other hand, if they are not Nizainim Yachad, then we consider as if it is a regular Shotfus. And for that reason, the Hishbiach of one Shotif, Bershos the other Shotif, is considered Hishbichu Shaloi Bershos. Based on this Mahalach, one can say a drop differently than the Mashmos of the Ravid, and one can say that the difference between if they are Nizainim Yachad and they are not Nizainim Yachad is because by Nizainim Yachad we consider the Nechasim Bershos Tfus HaSabayis, and we do not consider as if each person has a Chilak in these Nechasim. And since it is considered Tfus HaSabayis for that reason, there is no Arei Hashpach by Tfus HaSabayis. All there is a Schos Yerusha, and the Schos Yerusha does not apply to Hishbichu Mishalahem. On the other hand, as far as the case of Ein Nizainim Yachad, that then we consider as if there is a regular Shotfus. For that reason, even by Hishbichu Machmas Atzmi, but still, we will not say that the entire Shvach belongs to the person who was Mashpiach, but rather then one has a regular Ashpach. And since one has a regular Ashpach, for that reason, the fact that he was Mashpiach Mishaloi is not enough for us to say Hishbichu La'atzmai. That is another Mahalach with which one can explain Al Pidarkei Shal HaRavid. In our Mishnah we find the following halacha: Achin HaShotfin Shenofal Echem Mehem Lo'umnes Nofal HaEmtza. Now, here one has to understand Pshat in our Mishnah. What is Pshat in this that we say that by Nofal Echem Mehem Lo'umnes Nofal HaEmtza, that Mammon never belonged to the Av? And since the Mammon never belonged to the Av, what Schos Yerusha is there for us to say Nofal HaEmtza? So here from our Mishnah one sees the following Chiddush, and so too is the Mashmos of the Rashbam. This that we say Nofal HaEmtza is because we say that even though the money never belonged to the Av, but still the Mammon of Nofal Echem Emul Umnos is considered the mamon of tfusas habayis, and all the yorshim have an equal chiluk in tfusas habayis, and for that reason the halach is nafal emtza. And so it was a pashtos of the Gemara before, and av kov chav kimam beis, that the Gemara brings down the following halacha tanu rabbanon avacharnito pishnayim bezraya uvil chayayim uvekeva uvil mukdashim uveshvach sheshavchu nechasam lachem misas avian. Our Gemara asks, "Hi, Hazroya, Valachayim Vakeva Hechidami, Ida Asi, we deavun Pshita, Vidoy Asi deavun Roihu, Veena Bachar Nato Beroi Kibemochsik." From this, that the Gemara only asks that one should have the Chisaron of Roi, and therefore you should apply the Alacha Veena Bachar Nato Beroi Kibemochsik. It is mashma that as far as chilak ha-pashat is concerned, the halacha will be that each one is neito an equal chilak in the zroya v'alachayayim v'akeva. And even though it was not asu de'avun, but still, each yerush takes his chilak ha-pashat in the zroya v'alachayayim v'akeva based on this that we mentioned before, that the zroya v'alachayayim v'akeva become a chilak of the tfusas habayis. And one can have nechasim that belong to tfusas habayis even after misas ha'av. One can place nechasim into the reshus of tfusas habayis, and the yarshim have an equal chilek in whatever nechasim are bereshus tfusas habayis. And therefore one can say that even if we are to say, like we mentioned before, that there is no arei ashbach by tfusas habayis, but still the shvach will be considered bereshus tfusas habayis, and for that reason each yerush will take an equal chiluk in the shvach, since the shvach is part of the reshus of tfusas habayis. That is the chiluk, what comes out from our Mishnah. In the Rimigash and other Rishonim before Nav Kof Chav Gimel and Beis, we find that the Rimigash and other Rishonim explain that as far as Reyo Chayim V'akev, our Gemara could have asked even on the chiluk ha-poshot, that since it was a matul de'avon, for that reason, there is no Yerusha on Zroya v'alachayayim v'akeva. And even without the chesaron of Roy, there is no halacha of Yerusha if it was not megia l'yidei avian. Now, one has to understand, according to those Rishonim, how are we to explain pshat in our Mishnah? How are we to explain pshat in the halacha of our Mishnah v'achin ha'shutfin sh'nofa l'achimin u'omnos nofa l'emtza? So here to explain Pshat in our Mishnah according to those Rishonim has to say as follows, that the halacha of Nafal Emtza is not because we see that the Schar HaUmnas belongs to the Tfusas Habayis, but rather the Umnas itself is the Umnas of all the Achim. The Umnas itself was given to all the Achim. As we find that the Rambam says, Im Machmas Avian Minehu Kincho Avian Yodua B'Dover Zeva Omer Namit Tachta B'Noi K'dei La'aseis Chesed Im HaYisayimim. And therefore the intention is to give it to all of the Yisayimim. According to that Mahalach, the Halach of our Mishnah is only referring to a case that the Achim did not yet make a Chalukah. But even had the Achim already made a Chalukah, still the Halach will be Nafal Emtza. And this, that our Mishnah says, Achen HaShotfin, Rechayon has to explain, as we find in the Rosh, that our Mishnah means to say, HaAchen VeHaShotfin. And our Mishnah is referring to two different cases. And both by Achim and by Shotfin, the Halacha will be Nofa LeEmtza. Even though by Shotfin there is no Halacha of Tfusas Habayis, but still the Halacha of our Mishnah of Nofa LeEmtza has nothing to do with Tfusas Habayis. But rather the Halacha of our Mishnah is because we say that the Umnus was given to all the Achim and to the Shotfin. And so too is Mefurish in the Rambam, that the Rambam says, Echad min Achim oy min Shotfin shenofa leumnos hamelech herviach leemtza. So again, we have a tremendous machlikis harishayim as far as how to explain this, that our Mishnah says that there is a lacham nofa leemtza. In the Rashbam and Ibn Gershom, one sees that the Rashbam and Ibn Gershom explain this, that we say nofa leemtza is based on this, that one has a tfusas habayis, and therefore the schara of the umnos belongs to the reshus of the tfusas habayis, and for that reason the halach is nofa leemtza. According to this mahalach, the halach of nofa leemtza is only by achim and not by shutfin, and so to the halach of nofa leemtza only applies to a case that they did not yet make a chalukah,
after they already made a chalukah, there is no longer a reshus of tfusas habayis. On the other hand, according to the other rishonim, and so too is mavur, in the Rosh and the Rambam, the halacha of our Mishnah has nothing to do with tfusas habayis, but rather the halacha of our Mishnah is dependent upon this, that the umnus was given to all the achim, and therefore the halacha of our Mishnah applies both to achim and to shotvin, and so too the halacha of our Mishnah applies to achim even after chalukah. In our Mishnah we find that our Mishnah says the following halacha: ha'achin shasam iktsasam shoshpinos b'chayei av chazra shoshpinos chazra le'emtza shashoshpinos nigves be'beislin. Now as far as this, that our Mishnah says chazra shoshpinos chazra le'emtza shashoshpinos nigves be'beislin, we find two mahalchim in the Gemara. Rabasi Amar Bichnan explains Pshat in our Mishnah, Kitnan Nami Mas Nisan Ishtalcha La'aviv Tnan. And our Mishnah means to say, Chazra Ligveis Nigveis Me'emtza. And the Yorshim Amar Chuyiv to return the Shoshpinos, since the Av had a Chiyiv Shoshpinos for the Shoshpinos that was Nishtalcha La'i. Rabasi on the other hand argues, and Rabasi explains, that our Mishnah is referring to the Shoshpinos that was Neschaiva to the Av. And as far as the Shoshpinos was Neschaiva to the Av, the halacha is that the Shoshpinos is Chazra Le'emtza. Now if we are to explain Pshat in our Mishnah Gemasi Amar Beichanan, that our Mishnah is referring to the Shoshpinos that the Av was Neschaiv, this our Mishnah says Shoshpinos Chazra Le'emtza means that the Yerushim are Mechuyev to pay an equal chilek in the Shoshpinos that the father was Neschayev. And this, that the Yerushim or Mechuyev is based on this, Shashoshpinos Nigves Bebeistin, and therefore, as Rashbam explains, there is a mitzvah al ha'yisayimim lefroya chivas aviyem. On the other hand, if we are to learn that Pshat in our Mishnah is, as Ravasi explains, our Mishnah is referring to the Shoshpinos that was Neschayev to the Av, this, our Mishnah says, Shoshpinos Chazor Le'emsa means that the Yerushim divide the Shoshpinos equally. Now, from this, our Mishnah says, Shashoshpinos Nigves Vebeistin, one sees that the only reason why they divide the Shoshpinos equally is only because there is a Chiev of Shoshpinos. If not for the Chiev of Shoshpinos, then the Shoshpinos would not be divided up equally. For one has to understand, even without this, that Shoshpinos is Nigves Vebeistin, but still Shoshpinos should be divided up equally, just like we find in the Mishnah before. So if we are to explain Pshat in the previous halacha of Nafal Le'emtza, as he mentioned before, B'Shem the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershom, that the Mishnah is only referring to Achin HaShotfin, that they were not yet Mechalik, then one can explain this, for Mishnah found it necessary to explain the halacha of Shoshpinos Chazor Le'emtza based on this, that Shoshpinos is Nigves Habeistin, is because our Mishnah is even referring to a case that they already made a chalukah. In such a case that they already made a chalukah, the halacha of Nafal Le'emtza is only because we say Shoshpinos Nigves Habeistin, and therefore there is a chiv of Shoshpinos to the father. If not for the chiv of Shoshpinos to the father, it would not be Chazor Le'emtza, since they already made a chalukah. They are no longer Achna Shutfin, and one no longer has Rishos of Tfusas Habayis. But if we are to understand like the other Yishenim, which as we mentioned before is a Shita of the Rambam, that the halach of Nafla Le'emtza has nothing to do with the fact that there is a Rishos of Tfusas Habayis, but rather the halach of Nafla Le'emtza is because we say that the umnus was given to all the achim, then so to achir in our Mishnah we should say that the shoshpinos was given to all the achim, and therefore should be chazor le'emtza independent of this, that shoshpinos is nigves beveistin. So achir to explain pshat in our Mishnah, one has to say this, and our Mishnah found it necessary to explain the halacha of shoshpinos chazor le'emtza based on this, that shoshpinos is nigves beveistin, is because had shoshpinos not been nigves beveistin, then we will not say that the Shoshpinos was given to all the Achim, but rather then we would say that the Shoshpinos was given specifically to one of the Achim. This, that Umnus is Nafal Le'emtza, says only as he mentioned before, B'Shem HaRambam, that the Rambam explains that the only time Umnus is Nafal Le'emtza is only
in a case of Omer na mit tachta benoikti lasis chesed im hayisaimim. If not for that, omnas would not be nafal amtsa. And therefore, so too by Shoshbinos, if not for this, that Shoshbinos is nigvis abastin, Shoshbinos would not be chazra lamtsa. That is a chayyab pshat in our Mishnah according to the Shita of the Rambam and the other Rishainim. Now, as far as this, our Mishnah says, Shoshbinos nigves bebeistin. L'chayyab, one can explain this halacha with one of two malachim. Either one can explain pshat in Shoshbinos nigves bebeistin by saying that the Shoshbinos was given al Tanai, and the Shoshbinos was given al Tanai, that the Shoshbinos should be reciprocated. Or one can explain this, that Shoshbinos is nigves bebeistin, by saying that Shoshbinos is considered a regular halvah, and there is a halvah taking place which is mechayev, the one who received the Shoshbinos, in piroyin halvah that he received, which is the mashmos of the Gemara and Daf Kuf Mem Hei Mebeis. That the Gemara says, nigves bebeistin my taima kemilva damya. In the Rashbam and Tesis and of Kuf Mem Hei Mebeis, we find the following machlokes. The Gemara brings down the following halacha, that Shvius is not meshamet the chiyuv of Shoshbinos. The Gemara explains that the reason why Shmita is not meshamet the chiyuv of Shoshbinos is because the Karina Beilo Yigais. The Rashbam explains this, that our Gemara says, the Karina Beilo Yigais, our Gemara means to say, that since by Shoshbinos is halacha veinu nigves ela bebeistin beinasa, which Rashbam explains to mean this, that Shoshbinos is chayzeres beinasa, and since this man in the geese is dependent upon this, that he was nice in Isha for that reason of dying, and therefore one can apply the halacha, as we find according to one man Domer and Makas Nafkim Oman Aleph, that a malves chaveru as Hashonim ain shvius misham tosei since bishas shvius adain oi karina beilo yigais, and so to avir adain oi karina beilo yigais, since eina chayzeres ela beinasa. Tesis on the other hand argues, and Tesis explains this, that shvius is not misham and is not dependent upon the gemara and makas of a malves chaveru as Hashonim ain shvius misham tosei. But rather our gemara means to say, as Tesis brings down misham the re, in other words, Tesis explains this, that Shvius is not Meshamet, is because the Chiyuv of Shoshbinos is not similar to the Chiyuv of Alva, and for that reason Shvius is not Meshamet. And so too for that reason Tesis explains Ein B'Misham Ribis, this, that by Shoshbinos Ein B'Misham Ribis, is based on this that we say, that the chiyuv of Shoshbinos is not similar to the regular chiyuv of halvah. And this, our Gemara explains, that the reason why Shvius is not meshamet is because the Karina Beiligis, our Gemara means to say, that the chiyuv of Shoshbinos is not similar to the chiyuv of halvah, since the chiyuv of Shoshbinos is dependent upon his nisuin. In other words, Tesis understands this, that the chiyuv of Shoshbinos is eina nigves ela be'inasa, is not because einasa is his man piroin of Shoshbinos, but rather the entire chiyuv of Shoshbinos is dependent upon his nisuin. Without his nisuin, there is no chiyuv whatsoever. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes between the Rashbam and Tesis as far as the halacha of chayzeres be'inasa. How are we to explain this, that Shoshbinos is chayzeres be'inasa? The Rashbam understands this, that Shoshbinos is chayzeres beinasa as a regular zman piroin, and therefore the halacha min shvius misham tosei can only be explained by saying that halacha is a malves chaveru l'sarshanim ein shvius misham tosei, and the halacha of shvius misham tosei is dependent upon this, that karina b'lo yigais b'sha'a shmita. On the other hand, Tesis understands the halacha of chayzeres beinasa is not because we say that his man piroin and his man negisa is by nasa kashiyisa zeisha, but rather the entire chiv is dependent upon this shiyisa zeisha. Before shiyisa zeisha, there is no chiv whatsoever. According to the Rashbam, will come out that the halacha min shvius misham tosei is only referring to a specific case, that he was not yet nisein isha at the time of shvius. If the nisun already took place at the time of shvius, then shvius will be mishamet. On the other hand, according to Tesis, who explains this, that Shvius is not Meshamet, is because it is not considered like a regular halva, since the Chiyuv is dependent upon a Safek, For that reason, we will say in Shvias Misham Tosai, even if he was Nisin, Isha before Shvias. And even though right now, the Chiyuv is not a Safek Chiyuv, but since the Chiyuv of Shoshbinos is such a Chiyuv which is dependent upon a Safek, for that reason, Shemitah is not Meshamet such a Chiyuv. According to Tesis, this that we say, that there is no Ribbis by Shoshbinos, is dependent upon this, that Shoshbinos is not considered a regular Halvah. On the other hand, according to the Mahalach of the Rashbam, if we are to say that Shoshbinos is considered a regular Halvah, just this, that Shvias is not Meshamet, is only because of Dain Wai Kareen Abi Wahigais. For that reason, the Rashbam has to explain that the reason why there is no Ribbis by Shoshbinos is not because Shoshbinos is not considered a regular Halvah, but rather this, that there is no Ribbis by Shoshbinos, is because we say, since Shemrotza Paiche Soi. For that reason, Mitech Simcha Vireos Hereba Bedayin. Now, to explain the Mahalach HaChiyuv of Shoshbinos according to the Shita of Tesis, L'chayr, one can say, as he mentioned before, that Tesis understands that the Chiyuv of Shoshbinos is because the Shoshbinos was given out Tnai. In the Achrenim, we find the following Machlokes. If this Chiyuv of Shoshbinos applies to other cases as well, for example, by Meshoach Manas on Purim, if someone sends someone else Shalach Manas as a person who received the Shalach Manas Machuyev, to give Shalach Manas back. In the Sefer HaChaim, in Siman Tov Reish Aliyei Sif Dalid, Rav Shlomo Kugler says the following chiddush. Rav Shlomo Kugler says that the chiyuv of Shoshbinos applies to Meshoach Manas as well. On the other hand, the Piskei Tshuva in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin argues, and the Piskei Tshuva says that the chiyuv of Shoshbinos does not apply to Meshoach Manas. L'chayr, one can explain that the Machlokes is dependent upon the Shaila as far as how to understand the chiyuv of Shalach Manas. If we are to say that there is a halvah taking place, then by Meshoach Manas we will not be able to say that there is a halvah taking place. And l'chayr, so too, if we are to understand that the chiyuv of Shoshbinos is because it was given al tanai, by Meshoach Manas one cannot say that the Shalach Manas were given al tanai, since l'chayr, with such Shalach Manas one will not be yaitzei his chiyuv of Meshoach Manas. So to explain Pshat in this, Rav Shlomo Kugler understands that the Chiyuv of Shoshbinos applies to Meshoach Manas as well. L'chayr, one has to say that the Chiyuv of Shoshbinos is because the Shoshbinos was given Adaita Dahachi, that you are Neschayiv, to reciprocate. And the moment of Shoshbinos was given Adaita Dahachi, that the person who received the Shoshbinos is Mechuyiv to reciprocate for the money that he received. But there is no halvah, and the Shoshbinos was not nitin al tanai, but rather the moment of Shoshbinos is mechayev to reciprocate, and was given adaita dahachi. And therefore, Shlomo Kugler understands that so too by Meshoach Manas we will say that the Meshoach Manas were given adaita dahachi, that the person that received the Meshoach Manas is mechuyev to reciprocate, and therefore the moment of Meshoach Manas is mechayev, that the person that received the Shalach Manas is mechuyev to return a Shalach Manas. That is a chayra how Shlomo Kugler understands the chiyuv of Shoshbinos. So again, as far as how to understand the chiyuv of Chazara Shoshbinos, one can explain the chiyuv of Chazara Shoshbinos with a number of mahalachim. Either one can explain that the chiyuv of Chazara Shoshbinos is because Shoshbinos is considered a regular halvah. Just as man piroin is by nasa, kishe yisa isha. That is the first mahalach with which one can explain the chiyuv of Shoshbinos. A second mahalach with which one can explain the chiyuv of Shoshbinos is by saying that the Shoshbinos was nitein al tanai, and the tanai was kishe yisa isha, that the person who received the Shoshbinos should return a Shoshbinos. And if he does not return the Shoshbinos, then the original nesina of Shoshbinos is batal. The third mahalach which one can explain Shoshbinos is by saying that the original Shoshbinos was nitin adaita dahachi, that the person who received the Shoshbinos has a chiyuv to reciprocate, and the original nesina is mechay v'chazara. Just like Beni nesinas mamon, the person who gave money has the ability to mechayiv a chiyuv for the money that was given, and therefore by Shoshbinos the chiyuv was mechayiv. But the Shoshbinos that was given was this, that there is a Chiyuv of Chazara Shoshbinos. But the Chiyuv Chazara
is not because there's Ava taking place, and so to the Chiyuv Chazara is not because there's a Tanai in the Iker Nesina of the original Shosh Binos. That is a third Mahalach with which one can explain the Chiyuv of Chazara Shosh Binos. With a third Mahalach, one can explain another Pshat, in this that Shvius is not Meshamet Shosh Binos. And this that Shvius is not Meshamet Shosh Binos is because the Chiyuv of Chazara Shosh Binos has nothing to do with Ava. But from this, I think Gemara says that the reason why Shvius is not Meshamet Shosh Binos is because, like Karina Beilo Yigais, Ochir one sees that the fact that the Chiyuv of Chazara Shosh Binos is not a Chiyuv of Ava is not a reason that Shvius should not be Meshamet. The only reason why Shvius is not Meshamet is because, like Karina Beilo Yigais, which either means, as Rashbam explains, that dying like Karina Beilo Yigais, or the Gemara means, as Tesis explains, that since the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv which is totally besafik, for that reason, Shvius is not Meshamet such a Chiyuv. But the fact that a Chiyuv is not a Chiyuv of Ava is not a reason that Shemitah should not be Meshamet such a Chiyuv.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.